Well, I want to welcome everyone to our second teleconference for 2007. Imagine we're already into the month of February. It's amazing how quick time goes by, and if we could track all the things that we did in our lives every day, day by day, minute after minute, I'm sure we'd be overwhelmed and amazed at how much we actually do in a day. Then again, for some of us, we would also be amazed at how much time is lost due to bad scheduling, lack of priority, and just plain lack of focus. So rather than taking a lot of time introducing this teleseminar, which is called The Concept of Synergy, I'm going to jump right in, and I want to basically start right away with ideas and concepts that are going to be beneficial to you. So the teleseminar talked about little things that mean a great deal. When I started my school, I had no idea that it would develop into what I can easily say the monster that it is. I didn't realize that I'd have to pay payroll taxes for upwards of 18 full-time employees. I didn't realize that I'd be buying company cars for some employees, doing simple IRAs, taking people on vacations, dealing with the headaches from employees not doing their jobs and wanting more money, not meeting quotas on financial obligations, and I had no idea what I was in for. Lo and behold, I'm here, and I have to say it's a fun ride. Rather than focusing on negative stuff, I always try to focus and repeat about positive stuff. The focus is on the positive. It's not always easy, but it's better to focus on positive than negative because as I am a believer of, you know, what you reap, you sow. So being a martial art business owner is a blessing. I'm able to watch each and every day as someone walks through my doors and tries the martial arts. For those that stay even briefly, it's a life-changing experience. It's something that we all as school owners are blessed with. So the good thing is that we're doing what we love. For those of you that aren't able to teach full-time and have to work second jobs, I have to commend you guys even more because I remember what it was like to work 60 hours per week at a full-time job and then teach another 30 to 40 at night. It's beyond tough. So my hat's off to all you guys out there running schools and working full-time. It's crazy. So what are the little things that mean a great deal? Well, as I said before, I never realized that I'd build this machine that required so much detail and maintenance. The little things that make a huge difference are basically the difference of your bottom line. Here are a few of our what I consider the five steps to normal functions of a martial arts school. Don't even bother writing this down because you're all doing it. Number one, you open the doors and you prepare to teach class and then you teach. Number two, you monitor your students' progress and then you promote them when they're necessary to be when it's necessary for them to be promoted in their and they're at that point. Number three, you keep classes exciting and hopefully students stay. Number four, you collect tuition, or hopefully you have a billing company that does it for you, but when you get the check, you take that check and you pay your bills, and then you repeat the process month after month. The small details that are usually missed are now being labeled as systems with all the consultants out there. So all you hear is system this, system that. The systems are what make a school tick. But the systems could also just be called functions. The functions of the school are the lifeblood of the school. We could say it's the DNA, so to speak. What we do in the details enables us to build our schools so that we're not running a smaller school making small profits, but it enables us to turn our dream into actually flourishing career. What is a career martial artist? I look at a career martial artist as a martial art business owner, as a person who each and every day is securing their future. Someone who is taking the time to plan, put money away for retirement, invest in anything from the stock market to real estate, and putting together an estate plan so that if, God forbid, in their passing, all their time and money is not wasted, so they can pass it on to someone else without being, you know, taken from the IRS and the government and taking half their profits and money. So what is it that we're... Why is it that we are thinking linearly as school owners? Well, simply it's because you're really busy and you're overwhelmed with the day-to-day processes. There's no time to actually do more. I know what busy is. In fact, I want to read to you guys what I did yesterday. I did this a while back, and a lot of the instructors kind of liked it. From the minute I woke up till the day I laid my head down to rest to watch television. For some, this may seem like a cakewalk. For others, it may seem like a large amount of stuff that I got done. So here goes. Yesterday, on the 6th, at 7 a.m., I was woken up by a cell phone from one of my tenants. The heat wasn't working at their apartment. I initially ignored the call because I wanted to sleep later, but then they called again. So at 7:05, I answered the phone, and I realized that I had to take care of this. I immediately made calls to my oil burner people, and they told me they'd be there within the next hour. So I went back to bed, couldn't sleep, and I want to thank my tenant for that. So I got up, and I showered and got ready. By 8:30, I bought my morning bagel and my coffee and made it into my office by 8:45. I live real close to my school. At 8:45, I put away all corporate kits that I had from my 9 corporate kits that were just delivered unannounced by my attorney to my office. So I filed them on my bookshelf. By 8:50, I started typing this journal and eating my breakfast and preparing for the day while reading some reports that were dropped off by my team and my staff. While reading the reports that were dropped off by the team, I got some phone calls, and I answered those phone calls. And then I called in a prescription for some medicine that I needed. And I finished my breakfast. By 8:55, I started checking all my emails, and I have a few different emails from my taking it to the next level site and personal. So I answered some consulting emails and cleaned up all my junk email. And at 9:10 to 9:45, I checked and balanced my 9 corporate checking accounts. One of my moms called from the school, the mom of one of my students in the dojo, to talk to me about her disappointment in the change of arena for one of our upcoming black belt tests. We spoke, and at the end of the conversation, she seemed fine, so I think it's just it was just as upsetting to her as it was for her son, but at the end, she really had a good perspective. At 9:47, I signed 100 certificates for promotions for my East Islip school. My student Frank brought them in to me, and I talked to my employee, Chuck, who runs my store, Chuck Zen, and also taking it to the next level. By 10 o'clock, from 10 o'clock to 10:07, I took a call from my ex-wife about my daughter. We went over her entire schedule for the next 5 days, and I have to say it's great to be good friends with her so that we get along really, really well. At 10:10 to 11:45, I recorded 10 audio messages and audio lessons for my Taking It to the Next Level program, some of them the theory of satisfied to motivated, the theory of the speed bump, and so on. At 11:45 to 12:15, I caught up on new emails that came in and confirmations on dates for my consulting. At 12:15, I took lunch. By 12:45, I was back on working on my computer for designs for new flyers and postcards that we're doing. At 1:30, I stopped work to read and relax, and then I was back at my school by 3. At 3:45, I started teaching until 8 p.m., where I came home and rested my head to relax and watch some television and chill out for the night. So that's basically like my day in a nutshell. With that being said, I want to point out to you that some of the little things are the most important details. As we open our doors, there are so many things that need to be done. The first is the preparation for the day. The problem is once you enter your school, many things will come up to disturb your process of preparation. We call these the minor attacks. This is why I recommend preparing for 15 minutes the night before at home or early morning before you leave to work. The goal is to have a plan of attack every day ahead of time, and you should work on daily attacks, weekly attacks, monthly attacks, quarterly attacks, and then yearly attacks as well. I call them attacks because we're martial artists. It kind of sounds a little cool, but these are your goals. The goal is to make sure you have an overall picture of what needs to be done so that you're following some plan of attack. The goal is not to let the minor things get in the way, and if they do, you have to take the time to realign yourself and move forward on the important things. Here are some of the minor systems that each school should be doing on a regular basis. They are what I consider the DNA of your school. They are the core business principles. By the way, they're also on month one of Taking It to the Next Level, and they're all available in PDF formats and so on. So, number one, each school should have a standard. Actually, it's not number one. I'm going to kind of fly through this, but each school should have a standardized way of answering the phone. For instance, in my school, the phone would ring, and I would say, "Good afternoon, Long Island Ninjutsu Centers. This is Kiyoshi Ali speaking. How may I help you?" This is the first line of attack, and it's also the most important. Remember, there's only one time to make a first impression. And I'm finding that many people have really buckled down and are becoming more professional at answering the phone and doing a better job at this, so I commend you guys. After you learn how to answer your phone properly, you must then be able to get a prospect to schedule a trial class with you. I don't recommend giving all that much information on the phone, but take the time to quickly give them the times, never the prices, though, and schedule the appointment immediately. I always say to my clients or my prospects that when I'm asking them to sign up, I'll say, the best thing for you to do is come down and try out a free trial class and at this time I can sit down with you and go over all of our programs. The goal is to get them to experience the program and to see your school. The next question is your school a sight for sore eyes or is it a masterpiece? Again, on Next Level, we have the School Flow Questionnaire, asking members to actually take a look at their school and really pick it apart. The goal is to see what you don't normally see. Things that may bother you, may not bother you at all, but possibly will bother a prospective client or offend others. What's the smell of your school, the look of your school, the upkeep of your school? Does your school look chaotic? Is it a mess? Is there areas of sight where people see that just look terrible? Like, for instance, a desk that's cluttered with so much stuff. So the link between your call and the sign-up has many areas. Next, when a person comes into your school, how is your staff dressed? How do they look? How is the client greeted? Do they feel comfortable? Remember, for a new student coming into a martial arts school can be a very scary experience. So nowadays, with so many mean-looking martial artists out there, I'm only kidding, you know, everyone who's got that UFC kind of look, it could be quite intimidating to a mom with her 2-year-old or 3-year-old child or whatever. So remember, you know, what the first line of sight is your first impression. Remember, who greets them? What do they say? How do they make someone feel? These are the important things in the first step of the sales process for a sign-up. Oh, by the way, what do we do if we don't sign them up? Again, we have a system for follow-up and follow-through. Each prospect is scheduled a trial class, and they're put into what we call our trial class booklet, and they're called to be reminded of their appointment at least a day ahead of time. If they show up, as they show up, we're ready for them with the trial class waiver filled out, and we immediately talk to them and get them ready for the class. If it's for their child, the class, the student would go into what we call our group trial class, and they go in and do the class. Once they're in the class, we have a system to talk to the parents. We actually literally have a script that we follow, and then we go over our programs and show them what we're all about. In fact, we call it our sales binder. We also have a digital DVD on our computer for them to take home or see right then and there of all the highlights of our school with a kind of a glimpse of them moving into the future and becoming black belts. And we have testimonials on the DVD of all the black belts, anywhere from like 9 to 10-year-olds on up to 50-year-olds. So hopefully by then we've signed them up. But if not, we reschedule them for a second free trial class, and then we give them our DVD to take home, hoping for their return. Again, we follow up and follow through due to our systems, and we call this our trial class call system. We also have a stat tracking form to let us know about important sales history and information. The most important statistics are the ones that tell us who showed up, and if they didn't show up, when they're going to be coming back in. It also tells us who came in for their first trial class and whether they signed up or they didn't. It tells us on the first class if they signed up or if not, if they scheduled the second class to come in and if they signed up on the second class. I find that if a person walks out the door and they don't sign up initially, there's about a 50% chance that we're going to sign them back up and get them to come in for a second trial class. So I find that if they didn't sign up then and there, there's something that we did incorrectly, and they weren't actually sold. And I don't mean this as a sale, but actually sold on what we do. They don't believe in what we have, and there's something holding them back. So our statistical tracking forms enable us to clearly see what's going on. Not only will it tell us whether they signed up or didn't sign up, but it'll also give us help on letting us know whether it was a specific instructor that ran that trial class or a specific staff member, like a program manager that ran that class, and it'll tell us whether that program manager or instructor is doing a good job or not. We could track this over a period of time and see. The goal is to find out through these stats what we need to work on and what we don't need to work on. Remember, the goal is to get better and tweak what we do, even if it's only by 10%, and then we'll find that if we do tweak ourselves and get better by 10%, that we'll have a 10% increase in our bottom line. So now, going back, let's say a student signs up. We then initially have a welcome to the family packet. We give this to them with our 18-page full-color booklet that shows everything about what we do, who we are. It answers all their questions, and it also tells them what they have to look forward to in the future. In this packet, we also include our 5 Buddy Day referral passes for 2 weeks. Included is a birthday party flyer for future parties and also a host of different flyers from local businesses that tie into what we call our business appreciation system, which is a way for us to include local businesses in on our marketing process and actually help them share in our marketing success as well as helping us share in their marketing success. By the way, these are all systems on taking it to the next level, and it's just another selfless plug for my consulting program. But anyway, after a person joins, we then schedule the first of what we call our 2-4-6-8-10-week call system. And the first is a face-to-face appointment that we set on the day of their enrollment for 2 weeks later. The goal is to go over in this meeting the Welcome to the Family packet and then explain to them what our mentality is in person, face-to-face with eye contact. We also take the time to show them that they're not just in any regular martial arts school. You know, we are Professional Life Skill Institute. You know, we teach people life skills that will change their lives forever. So our goal is to really clearly explain what their responsibilities are as students as well as the parents. We're not a glorified daycare center or a hobby. This is clearly a life skill, and we need to make sure that they understand that they have to be behind what we do as students and parents as well. After the appointment is set, then they are well on their way and instituted into what we call our general population. We immediately have a system to put their information into our billing program, which of course is from Member Solutions, and send off their agreement to Member Solutions so that they have a copy of the contract on file. At that time, we also fill out an attendance card, a hard attendance card, which each one of our cards is color coordinated to the program that they're signed up for, so that when we're doing a class and taking attendance, we know that each member who is in a black belt club or a master's elite or team leadership character development, the goal is to have them ready for the first class so that we're already tracking their attendance. The attendance is the key. So we can track their motivation. It also links to other of our systems called the Perfect Attendance Reward System that we do, which is a rewards-based system that follows trophies and certificates and rewards based on their perfect attendance. We also then track attendance to see if any students are missing an entire week. And if they do, we're on the phone immediately doing what we call our We Missed You calls. We want to know why, and if they don't, and if we don't reach anyone personally, we're leaving a message, and then as we are leaving that message, we pull out one of our We Missed You postcards, and we send that out in the mail to them the very next day. Sometimes students get a card, and it's crossed in the mail, and they're into class the next day. But the goal is to let them know that we're on top of what we do, and that we care about their training, and that they're not just paying for something and not using it. We know that each student is either one step closer to black belt or one step closer to quitting. So we will take the time to go over all of the different things that are necessary for a student on the two-week appointment. And we immediately plug them into the general population, but by all means, that doesn't mean that they're lost in the crowd. The attendance card lets us know. And I think that a hard attendance card is the best because I've done it through the computer. And I have also, we do it in our computer and we're using MarshallSoft, but we also do a hard attendance card. And it also lets us know who's been on vacation, who has their necessary gear, the classes that they've attended, whether they achieved perfect attendance or not, if they brought a buddy or to our buddy week. It also keeps us up to date on the pulse of their training because training is like a heart monitor. It goes up and it goes down. The problem is when it flatlines. The closer it gets to flatline, the more chances of quitting you'll have with the students. So, for example, if they're allowed to come 3 days a week and for a few weeks they come 3 days, then the next week they come 1 day, then the following week they come 2 days, and the next week it's 1 day, then 1 week is no days, and then another 1 day and then no days, you know that you can see this downturn in attendance as a way of them slipping off and quitting. So this is when you need to make a phone call and, if possible, make a personal appointment to find out what's going on, why they're missing classes, and what's happening. Sometimes simply it's vacation. It could be a car problem. It could be that they were sick. But this is when you need to make that call and find out why. And you need to find out, maybe was it something that happened in class? Did they just fall out of routine? Are they simply too busy? And these are all things that you could work on, but if you don't know and follow them, sooner or later, you're going to realize that that child is gone. It's important for you to look at those attendance cards as your lifeblood. The simple goal is to watch and watch closely. Very, very, very important. Now, before we go ahead on anything else, because I do have a whole other host of things, I'd like to find out if anyone, and happy if we could open up the floor, do you guys have any questions on what I've gone over as of right now? Because I know it's a lot of information that I covered. So could we open the phones up? And anybody, do you have any questions? Are we opened up, Kat? Did the line get unmuted? Hello. I hear some fuzz going on and ruffling of papers out there. Does anyone have a question, or should I just continue? Okay. All right.
Sorry, I guess you should continue. Okay.
What was that? I heard somebody back there.
Might as well
continue. Okay, Kathy, I'll continue. We'll be back in the mute mode. Okay. I guess I'm doing a good job. Anyway, so do you see how simple little things start together? It's not about these crazy software programs, these unbelievable different, you know, things that go on. The growth of a martial arts school usually comes from the inside out. An outside-in company focuses on the customers at, I'm sorry, an inside-out company focuses on the customers at hand, not always just focusing on marketing and new clients. The reality is that if you want your company to be a successful company and referral-based, you have to have raving fans. The only way to do this is to be inside out, not outside in. You must be quality versus quantity. Remember, the quality will come through these processes that I've just spoken about. So, for example, the 2-4-6-8-10-week call systems are our link to communication. As you know, the 2-week is actually a face-to-face appointment in my school, but the first appointment after being a face-to-face explaining and getting an idea of what they're feeling, what their goals are, what the parent or the student wants to accomplish, and also all the things that they need to ask you, it's a way for you to open up this personal one-on-one communication. You know, it's so important for us to continually talk to our clients and actually reaffirm what their goals are, because, you know, goals are ever-changing. Have you ever had, and I'm sure you all have, had that one child or student or 100 of them that was so shy when they joined your school that they wouldn't even let go of their mom or dad's leg, eventually becoming one of your team leaders and helping you teach in your school? The interesting thing is that as they progress in their martial arts career and life, the old shy child gets forgotten, and that new confident child becomes the norm. People forget how they got to where they got. So even with consultants this day and age, when people ask them questions, how do I grow my school, they throw out all these things, and they forget about the basic core foundational programs that I'm talking about right now. They forget of all the little things that it took for their school to grow and continue to prosper. So our first link to that is the communication link, which is the 2-4-6-8-10-week calls. And I suggest to you, if you're not doing them the way we do them, get on them right away. Now, there are specific questions to ask on a 2-4-6-8-10-week call. It's not just a phone call saying, hi, Mrs. Jones, how's Johnny doing in class? Oh, he's doing great. Oh, that's fantastic. That's all I wanted to hear. Okay, we'll talk to you in 4 weeks. Really, what I want to do is take the time when I call to make sure that I open up a can of worms. And if you can, you could go back in the Member Solutions archive and read an article that I talked about. Do not be afraid to ask questions that will get you a negative answer. Do not be afraid to say, hey, Mrs. Smith, you know what? Most of our kids have a great time, but, you know, after a few months, they tend to get into this routine, and there's a lull in their training, or they get bored, or they may get frustrated, or when my child, the kids go from white to yellow belt, maybe they have a hard time because now they're in a class with bigger kids or more advanced kids. You want to put all those things on the table initially, so that the people are aware. You're basically arming them with self-defense tools. It's like what we do when we teach a self-defense class. We tell people this scenario may arise. Someone may choke you. Someone may grab you from behind. We prepare them ahead of time. Yet, in our martial arts school, when it comes to business, we try to think of the negative stuff as a taboo. We want to run away from it as long as we can. We want to stay away, hoping that if we don't talk about it or address it, it's never going to come up, when in reality we know that it's absolutely going to become part of our business. So, hey, let's nip it in the bud. Let's tell everybody that, you know, there are things that are going to happen. It's just like marriage. If everyone knew, you know, that there are going to be struggles. There are going to be times when you're bored of your spouse. You're going to be bored of what goes on in life. Life will become normal and just average. But it's up to us to really put some spice into it. So if we knew about these things ahead of time, we could be better prepared to handle them and give people an option. Let them know that if little Johnny doesn't want to come to class, things that you could do, such as telling the parents, instead of waiting and letting him watch TV and snuggle up on the couch on a cool day or go swimming in the pool on a hot day, let him do some chores 15, 20 minutes before class. so that when mom says it's time to go to class, they're running with their bag out into the car. You know, for those kids that it takes a while to motivate, get them in their uniform ahead of time and have them do the chores, or prepare the uniform and have them do the chores and say, hey, if you want to get done, we can go to school now. They're going to run to the school. There are a few little tricks of the trade that we use, and we tell the parents this. So, now, the 246 we call is basically our link to referrals as well, because at the end of each phone call, we ask our clients for a referral. We utilize each time to speak to someone as a way to cement the things that we do and also to explain to them the benefits of what they're going to be receiving and why we're such a great school. We toot our own horn on a regular basis. We will tell people on a regular basis why we're so good. So the goal is to get them to realize it's a culture and that everyone in our school puts some effort and time into referring new members. So on a 2-4-6-8-10 week call, or that two-week appointment, we're going to ask them for a referral. The next goal is to start looking at the DNA of your school, and that's the tracking of what's going on that's good. Our stat tracking systems, which again, I'm going to say it again, is available on Next Level, taking it to the next level, is very powerful. Because if you don't have one and you're not tracking your stats, you really should start doing that now, because we track not only all our trial classes and whether they signed up, we also track all of our upgrades, we track all renewals, we track all of our cancellations and students who quit, and we develop what we call a quit rate. The quit rate is when we know approximately how many students on average quit our school on a regular basis, and then we're able to find out how many new students we have to bring in to continually grow. We also could tweak that quit rate by increasing, you know, better standards of retention. But we also track our promotions. We track people who attend specific classes, specific programs, specialty events, and how many people are referring others. Do you know that we promote our referral program as if we were to refer a new program, promote a new program, and we let people know if Mrs. Jones referred somebody and, you know, in order to get 5 members in our school, if you refer 5 members, you get a year for free in my school. Then what happens is when they're close to it, like when they're at number 3 or they're at 2, we're calling them up and saying, Mrs. Smith, you have 4 referrals left, and then you get your free year. Oh, by the way, Mrs. Smith, you only have 2 referrals left. What can we do to help you? We actively pursue this to show the parents and the students that we want them initially or totally to have a year for free. Our goal is to get all our students to train for free. Of course, this is not giving away the farm, because the deal is that if they get 5 members referred to us that join, they get a year for free. So, by all means, this is a complete frontline source to the students and their progress through the years, this 2-4-6-8 we call, and the stat tracking. We want to know, when we look back a year later, what is going on? You know, what's the DNA? Why did we lose so many members? Was our junior instructor going through a breakup with his girlfriend? You know, was our head instructor, you know, getting divorced and angry every day? Was, you know, did he change his clothes? Did he get spiked earrings and nose rings and all that stuff? We want to know what little things make a big difference, and stat tracking is that DNA, the lifeblood of that. And basically, the stat tracking will also let us know financially how well we're doing. It's going to let us know when we're making a profit, when we're not, how much money is coming in, and how we can tweak that bottom line. Very often when I talk to my next level clients and also to the member solutions clients, I could just basically, in a 15-20 minute consulting call, help them raise their bottom line by thousands of dollars. Sometimes it's simply just raising our prices. Sometimes it's another program of adding on, let's say, the Black Belt Club or the Masters Elite or the Team Leadership Character Development. Sometimes it's by setting 6 different events throughout the year of parent nights out or movie nights or kick pad seminars or whatever. Sometimes you can make thousands of dollars by doing an inter-school tournament. These are all things that you could track based on your stats. And also using those attendance cards, you could see who's training and who's not. Of course, these are some of the basic foundational qualities, and there are a host of others, and I'm going to talk about a few of them now, but there are 3 other systems that I want to talk about, and the first one is marketing, the second one is business finance, and the third is financial planning. So let's pretend that everyone here on this phone call is doing outstanding, And, you know, we're getting all of the systems that we just talked about, getting results from them, and they're working really, really well. Our referral system is bringing in tons of members. On our referral system now, remember, referrals are not just saying, okay, we have a referral system in place, please refer people to me, but there are a host of different referral systems. Number one, the first one is asking people. Two is getting people to refer as a culture. Three is buddy weeks, not buddy days, because buddy days are not going to work. You need to do a whole entire week, not a day, because you need to have more availability, so buddy weeks. Then you have different referral components like Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Brownies, PTA organizations, sporting events, different teams that are available, school visits, working out, you know, with the local businesses, what we call business appreciation, which is another next-level system where we work out this co-op marketing. Sometimes they advertise on the back of our door hangers, and they actually end up paying for the marketing campaign. Sometimes on a pizza parlor, we'll put our door hangers on the top of their pizza boxes. In return, we'll put their flyers for their restaurant inside our Welcome to the Family package. There's a whole synergistic approach to referral marketing. Anytime someone is giving your name out is a referral. But what we want to do is take our existing clients and motivate them to be an active component in getting people in our school. It's not a no-no to ask those people to actually go out of their way and recommend people to you. Also, it's good to get them to understand that we're not doing it just out of the goodness of our heart. We're doing it because we have to stay in business and we need their support, as well as them getting a year for free. We're also giving them that opportunity so that we will follow up and follow through by giving them a free birthday party or a free what I call an unbirthday, which is another article I wrote a few months ago. And we're actually turning those into some solid leads. I mean, the goal if you run marketing is to get people to call and get your phone to ring. But, you know, if you could do a free birthday party or a free unbirthday or a free self-defense seminar or just a get-together of any kind, any way, a UFC night, a movie night, and bring in members that are non-training members in your school, you're eliminating four steps out of the marketing process. So let's get into marketing. The marketing systems are open-ended. Remember, J. Conrad Levinson said that marketing has a beginning and a middle, but it has no end. It's a continual approach. It never stops. And basically, you need to market on a regular basis. So without me going into all the different details of what you could do to market, I want to tell you that what you should do is institute a new system every single week. Something new, and then keep it ongoing. For example, in my school right now, we have our business appreciation. We have our referrals. We have what we call, right now what we started, which is a bookmark campaign. We just printed up 10,000 bookmarks with our ad on the front and kind of a positive affirmation statement on the back. We're giving 10 or 20 to every one of our students in our school. They're giving them out to all their friends in their public schools. We're also leaving them in bookstores, giving them out to school teachers, giving them out to nursery schools as a gift. We're leaving them on cars and parking lots, and we're giving these bookmarks out as a way to market our school. Of course, there's a call to action on them, and that's another concept that we're doing on a regular basis. We also leave flyers in all the local stores. We, in my one school, have over 150 stores in my town that has our flyer up on their counter. So there's a million different ways to market, but what I suggest is to take every single week a new form of marketing that you can afford, that you could do without costing you a fortune, and put it into action. So week one, you have step A. Week two, you have step A and B. Week three, you have A, B, and C, and so on. By the end of, let's say, June, you should have at least 10 sources of marketing in play on a regular basis so that you're going to be utilizing them, you know, and follow up and follow through, of course, making sure that these 10 sources are feeding you leads every single day. Now, remember, marketing is chancy because you could spend a lot of money and not get any response. So I always and highly recommend doing the internal marketing, such as your referrals, your buddy days, and all those kinds of things, as well as, you know, all the other things we talked about in the beginning. Now, the next step we talk about as a school owner is your business finance. The first line of this is your billing company. Of course, you guys all have Member Solutions. You guys have a great company. From what I just read today on email, they just released a website division, which is amazing because websites are such a pain in the neck. They're so unprofessional. I go on people's websites all the time, and I can't figure out what's going on. I don't even know how to contact them. Half the time, they don't have email addresses. Their phone number is hidden. Their websites are not interactive. They're very difficult to navigate through, sometimes throwing you off of their page onto somebody else's page. So now, Member Solutions Now is offering website development, and it's going to be a step-by-step, simple process. It's going to take away, you know, any struggles you've ever had with your website. So if I were you, I'd contact Kathy or any of the people at Member Solutions and ask them about this. Go read that email and get on it. But anyway, the first line of your business finance or business team is your billing company. The other components are, one, your accountant. If you're still doing your own taxes and you kind of file once or twice a year, you're in trouble. My accountant is somebody that I lean on a regular basis. I ask him about refinancing of credit cards. I ask him about loans. He prepares my loan documents for me. He will tell me advice on what I should do as far as investing, if I'm overextending myself, if I'm, you know, leveraging myself too much into real estate. He's a really good guy. And I like him because he's personable. I trust him. And the great thing is he pushes the envelope but never, ever breaks the law. He's always following the law, but he knows every different tax code available to me as a business owner. So your accountant is absolutely one of your employees, and they're on your team. The next should be your lawyer. You should have a lawyer either on retainer or you should have someone available that you can call and ask questions if you need it, to protect you against lawsuits, and to also help you with your financing as well. The next thing is if you have an investment broker. Now, before I get into this, I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but you need somebody that's going to help you and be able to give you advice on investing. The problem is with some of these guys, they call themselves financial planners. Most of the time, they're nothing but glorified stock and insurance and investment salespeople. So what you want to do is really find a mentor in business that is really business savvy. I'm so lucky I have a bunch of friends that are multimillionaires, so whenever I'm in trouble, I could also ask them or call them or ask their opinion. We get together on a regular basis for lunch. I'll take them out to dinner just to take them out and pick their brain, and they always help me with little things. You know, when they're up in that million-dollar market range, they're doing things differently than maybe somebody who isn't who is not a millionaire. These guys just have little tidbits of information that could ultimately change your life. I recommend highly that you spend at least 10 to 20 hours every other week on looking at your financial future. You need to talk about estate planning, so God forbid if anyone passes away, you're going to be covered with probate insurance. You need to look at your exit strategy in case you ever want to sell your business, or if you're going to retire and hand it over to somebody, or if one of your children are going to pick it up. The whole entire plan, financial plan, is really a very mature step, and I think that sometimes we tend to not look at it until it's too late. So we have to really look at that because we don't want to be, you know, working off of Social Security in our old age. We want to have ample amounts of money, a nice home paid in full, and a nice area where we can relax and enjoy our, you know, our senior years, so to speak, which is, you know, it could be anywhere from like 70 to 80 years old, in my opinion. So you really want to make sure that you have a good business mentor in place, as well as having somebody that just knows the inside and outsides of business. You could find these people by getting involved with the Kiwanis Club. You could get involved with the Chamber of Commerce. You know, I just recently started working with a few of my elite clients, and I'm helping them in areas of their business and personal lives. I'm also helping them seek out and see out of the box, so to speak. The goal is not to see the mountains in front of you, but it's to see all the hidden jewels within the mountains. Sometimes speaking to someone is worth paying for. You know, you could have someone on retainer and pay them a few hundred dollars a month just so that you could ask them questions. I know sometimes it sounds like a lot of money, but one real estate deal, if you have the right person in your corner, could save you thousands of dollars. Refinancing credit cards could save you thousands of dollars. Redoing your phone company, your cable, your whatever it is, could save you tons of money. I know I've done it. I've brought down my overhead by about 25% in the last 2 years just by looking at things with an open mind. I just recently helped a person that I know was having a little bit of trouble, quickly get out of a situation that seemed rather dire to him. And by talking, him and I was able to give him within 2 minutes, because I was seeing clearly, I wasn't personally affected by it, but I was able to give him information that got him out of his bind immediately when he couldn't think of anything else. So a business mentor is anybody that you could get that really absolutely you could count on to ask questions, network with, and so on. Believe it or not, every Thursday I get together with about five of my martial art friends, and we have lunch or breakfast, and recently we actually, because of the holidays, haven't done it as much as we used to, but we would just network and counsel each other and talk and so on. We're all in the same area, so we could be considered each other's competitors, but really we're just best buddies, and we hang out, we have lunch, and we chat, we share ideas, we go back and forth over different concepts and theories, and we also have those silly stories about this kid and that mom and this one who said that, and how dare they say this to me, and so on and so forth. You know, we act as our own psychiatrists, so to speak. Anyway, a business mentor is number four. Let me quickly just go over those again real quickly with you. Number one was your marketing systems. Number two is making sure that you have a business finance plan. Number three is to get a reputable, honest financial planner. Now, your business and finance plan, don't forget, going back a step, is your accountant, your lawyer, your investment broker, but your financial planner or someone that could at least give you advice on how to plan for the future, setting up safety nets like your estate planning or your different retirement funds and so on. And number four is finding a business mentor. So, I always say that, don't I? I always go so. So, right now, I'd like to open up the floor, and hopefully you guys will have some questions, because I just burned through all my material really quickly, and obviously I am never at a loss for words, but I want to open this up. Does anyone out there have any questions on anything that I've gone over, or a question on anything that you may want to ask me that doesn't even have anything to do with this conference call, but maybe something that's going on in your school, or any ideas or concepts that you have? Just let's do that right now. So anyone? Anybody out there? Okay, I must be doing my job, I guess. Okay. How you doing?
Okay. I have the taking it to the next level stat sheets. Have you revised them since I had gotten them last?
Well, no, we have the last one. We do have a few new ones up there. Interestingly enough, we just started a whole section on business forms, and that's like in the higher levels, and we have business forms on anything from coaching an employee. We have non-compete letters on there. We have payroll audits. We have our employee manuals and all that stuff. But we did, I think, add on two stat forms. I think. I'm not sure. I don't remember when you had gotten them, but I think we added on two new stat forms that we're using right now.
All right. I'll have to check that out. Thanks.
Yeah, check it out and email me. If they're the same and you want a specific stat form, let me know. And, you know, I could always, if you want it on a specific topic, you know, we could get it for you.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, my pleasure. All the time. Anyone else out there?
Allie, it's Eric Lunsford. How are you doing?
Hey, sir. How are you? How are things going with the school? Okay?
Yeah, it's
moving
along.
You getting there? Any closer?
We're getting closer, I hope. I hope. I think things are moving good. On your attendance cards, you said you use a hard card, and then you also use like software to track that. Do you have somebody sitting down and taking the hard cards and going, okay, this person showed up and this person showed up, as far as putting all that in the software system?
Absolutely. Every single class, we have a file box with all our attendance cards for every single student. Right before the class, it takes us about 3 minutes. We pull the cards and write in the date that they've trained, flip them up on their side, and hand them back to our staff member who's on staff, our secretary or program manager, and they enter it right in the computer.
Okay.
Like, for instance, last night I taught class. At the end of the night, I asked them for a count of how many students. So they used MarshallSoft, and they were able to print out for me every single student that attended every single class, and we had about 100 people through the 100 people through the door last night.
Okay.
Just in one given night, 100 people, individuals that trained in our school last night. So now I was able to see who was in the Bluebell class, what age, the youth class, the Little Warrior class, and so on. And it gives me an idea, and then I'm able to say, okay, well, in this school we have 400 members. maybe 425 training. So one quarter of our enrollment came through in one night.
Wow. Okay.
So that's and then we keep track on that statistical card, and on the back of our stat card, as you know, because you're a next level member, we also have special events, we have gear, we have questions, notes, problems, issues, whether they've taken off, they've been on vacation. All those things are important. Let's say little Johnny has been on vacation for a week, but you knew ahead of time, or you did an attendance call. You could easily write that on the back of the card, so when they come back in class, you look at it and you say, "Hey, Johnny, how was Disney World?" You know, kids and the students, whether they be kids or adults, just love to be recognized and know that they're not just a number. I've made this mistake, and I have tons of students, so I have a hard time if I don't know them that long. I have a hard time remembering their name. So if I know them for a period of time, I remember their name. But I've said to kids, just because it's something that I say, I'd say, "Hey, kiddo." They go, "My name is not kiddo. My name is, you know, John," you know, and they get annoyed. You know, so I find that the more you know about your people, the better it is. The more personal touch you have, the better it is.
Right.
Okay. Well, I hope that answers your question.
It does. Thank you.
Yeah, and it only takes us 3 minutes before every class.
Okay.
And I also have my team leaders actually doing it and my assistant instructor, so I don't actually have to do it.
Right, right.
Okay. What I'd like to do now, in closing, is talk about a few minor things that mean a lot. Remember now, by the way, I want to recommend a few books to you. One really great book for entrepreneurs or business owners is called Sweet Success. I don't remember the author's name, but you could look it up on Amazon, Sweet Success. And it's about this guy's life and his business experiences, and it really has a lot of powerful information. The next book I want to recommend to you guys is The Starbucks Experience. This book was written by an independent author, has nothing to do with the Starbucks franchise. I'm not quite sure if he was commissioned to actually write the book by Starbucks, or he just decided to write about Starbucks and they allowed him to write about it. But anyway, it talks about customer experience. And you know what is most important is to really look at the little details, how we handle issues, how quickly we get back to our clients, how we speak to people, how we look when we're, you know, teaching, how our uniforms are looking. I constantly look at websites and I see people in these torn, tattered, disgusting gis. I have a lot of people sending me pictures of their schools. The great thing is most of my next level clients and the people that I talk to have these beautiful schools. I mean, we've come a long way from the days when we were, you know, the dungeon dojo, so to speak. I remember training with my teacher in Queens, New York, and the floor consisted of this linoleum tile that was broken up in all these different spots. We had a mat that had been used for so long that literally a hole was worn in the center of the mat. So when we would do dive rolls and flips, we would dive towards the corner so that we would land on at least a little bit of cushioning, or else we would land on the linoleum floor. I remember the school smelled bad, the bathrooms didn't work, the toilet was disgusting. And it's amazing that people are still out there with these kind of schools that really are not Art Deco. I have a good friend of mine who just opened up a school. His name is John Gaste, and he runs a premier martial arts center in Illinois. And his school is absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous. I mean, it looks like Starbucks. As a matter of fact, he took a lot of the design strategies of Starbucks, the waiting area, the sitting area. He's got these plush leather couches where parents could sit, and they have tables with lights on them with reading material. And I know it doesn't sound like a martial arts school to everybody, you know, but the important thing is making the school comfortable and appealing to the client when they come in. Remember, there's only one time to make a first impression. It is so important for people to realize that just from the way we answer the phone to the way we greet our clients, that could be the make or break of somebody getting into our school. I'm amazed at how many times I call my clients up and their martial arts schools don't actually have a pre-recorded message. I would suggest if someone's not going to be at their school, they could have their phone calls forwarded to their cell phone. When I have my schools that are closed, I have four locations, three of them, all their calls every single night get forwarded to my headquarters school. The headquarters school is open from 9 in the morning till about 9 at night every single night, 6 days a week. So it's very rare that someone would get voicemail when calling my school unless we're on another phone call. So it's very important that people get a live person. For instance, if they're in the motion and they're motivated, they're in the mood to get a school, they're calling up to try to join a martial arts school, what'll happen is they'll go through, you know, they'll call your school. If they get a voicemail, they may not even leave a voicemail. They may go on to school number two. If they're looking through the yellow book, they're going to keep on going until they get a final hit where someone actually answers. I can't tell you how many times we answer the phone and people go, wow, you're my eighth call, and I'm glad I finally got a live person. You know, so it's real, real important to look at those minor details. It's real important to understand that, you know, visually is, you know, the visual of your school is so important to people coming in. Sometimes buildings look scary. People don't even want to approach them. Sometimes they look scary, and the people's subconscious will get them to ignore that building. You know, if you notice things that are very appealing, like let's say the Outback Steakhouses or the Ruby Tuesdays or any of those new restaurants, they have a lot of beautiful landscaping. They have this home kind of feel where people are, it's very inviting. So I urge you as school owners to basically look at the little things. And here's a project for you. I recommended this to a few of my clients as well. And this is the project. I would go out, because I use Starbucks. Everyone loves Starbucks. I would go out and buy 10 $5 gift certificates to Starbucks or 5 $10 gift certificates or whatever you can afford. And then I would get a clipboard, and I would give a clipboard and a pen to some of the parents in your lobby as they're sitting and give them full access to your school, including your office and the bathrooms and all the different sitting areas and the training floor, and let them go around and write down all the things that they think could be improved, all the things that they think are satisfactory, all the things that they think are that need to be changed, and then also ask them for their personal opinion on decoration, color schemes, and so on. And then say for their hard work and their time, you'll give them a $10 gift certificate to Starbucks, and at the end of the day, take all of the ones that you've gotten, get 10 different opinions from moms and dads. Moms are really great as far as decoration and cleaning and all that other stuff. And then compile those all into one list and start making changes, even if they're minor changes on your school. You're going to find that this one little simple task is going to really increase what people feel. You'll find, and the old saying goes, that if one person complains, eight other people are unhappy. Well, the goal is if one person has something to say, then, you know, eight other people are going to give you more information, and you can make that change. So if six people are staying quiet, seven people aren't saying a word, just that improvement is going to make a big difference. For instance, we just jumped up our TV size on our monitors from our viewing area, and you wouldn't believe all the compliments we got. People never said a word, but now they're saying, wow, the picture was too small. I really couldn't tell whether it was my kid. This is just so much better. And I say to them, well, why didn't you tell me sooner? They go, oh, well, I didn't think that you would change it, or I didn't think that it would make much of a difference, or I really didn't want to say anything. So you never know. So do the Starbucks questionnaire, I call it, and go out and ask your clients to help you. Even on the outside of the building, ask people what made them take notice of your school. Where did they hear about your school? What did they find to be the most appealing thing about your school? Also ask people, call up all the old class, all the old trial classes that never joined, or all the people that quit, and offer them a $10 Starbucks gift certificate for their honest opinion. Hey, you might invest $500 and get some of the most powerful information that you've ever had in your entire life. You know, people will be honest with you, and if they are, you're going to get information that is just unbelievable. So, again, I said so again, but here we go. I want to open it up for one or two last questions. If not, I'm going to close the teleseminar. I also want to let you know that you're always available. I'm always available to be contacted via email. And my email address is R-E-N-S-H-I. That's Renshi. Even though I got promoted to Kyoshi recently, my email is Renshi, L-I-Ninja, at AOL.com. That's R-E-N-S-H-I, L-I-N-I-N-J-A, at AOL.com. And you could also call me at my office at 1-888-L-I-Ninja. That's 1-888-L-I-Ninja, and the numbers are L-I is 5-4, and then Ninja is 6, I'm reading it as I say to you, 6-4-6-5. Okay, so anyway, it's 1-888-L-I-Ninja or 631-321-5432. So, in closing, this may seem like a host of different minor things. Some of you may be doing 100% of these things. Other of you guys may not be doing any of them at all. The key to running a successful school is having all the components. So I cheer you if you are successfully running your school and doing things correctly. Here's a quick story. Just recently I received an email from an ex Taking It to the Next Level member. He was really annoyed in the email and expressed how annoyed he was, to say the least, and he went on to say, why did I write about him in my last email? Then he went on to tell me how successful he was and how much he was billing on a regular basis and how much his net worth was. And I agree, he was absolutely a successful individual. But the interesting thing is that I wasn't writing about him at all. I actually was writing about myself. Most of us, if not all of us, have done and experienced or been in the same place at one time or another. The story struck a chord with this particular gentleman, and he thought it was written about him because it hit so far home, when in fact it wasn't written about him at all. And this just goes to show that we're all in the same boat, experiencing the same things. I want to point out that just because you're doing well doesn't mean that you shouldn't look within to see if you could do things better, fix things, tweak things, or improve upon things. Sometimes we're doing so well that we become complacent. Complacency is a dangerous thing. So trust me, I've been there. You know, I have fast cars, you know, a lot of money in real estate. I used to hang around and swim in my swimming pool while doing business. I've had lavish vacations, but it doesn't last forever unless you stay on top of your game. You need to continually follow the principle of a Japanese principle called shibumi. Shibumi is the pursuit of perfection. The good thing is it's like a dog chasing its tail. You know, you'll never be perfect, but the pursuit of it will get you the end result. Like Tony Robbins says, follow the principles of can I, C period A period M period I, constant and never-ending improvement. That's constant and never-ending improvement. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's call. Have a prosperous month. I ask you to email me at RenchiLiNinja.com or call me at 1-888-LI-NINJA. Or 631-321-5432. And here's the kicker. If you're interested in taking advantage of takingittothenextlevel.com, just call today at any of those numbers, and we'll sign you up right then and there. I'm sweetening the pot, so if you call today, you could receive 3 of my DVDs that I have available. They're worth $49.99 each, a total of $150 just for signing up today. You could take advantage of this program. And this call will be archived, so if you're getting this in the archive, you still could take advantage of this offer. And remember, it's only a small amount of money every month out of your pocket, but the synergy of all the things that I talked about are all available to you in a step-by-step format. And also, if you're not interested in taking it to the next level, that's okay too. Without a doubt, take advantage of the one-on-one calls that Member Solutions has available to you for free. I'm going to say that again, free. You guys could call up and speak to myself, Melody Schumann, Kathy Marla, and so many other people are available. I believe there are about 3 other consultants that are available to you, and all you have to do is call up and make an appointment. It's our job from Member Solutions to help you improve your business one step at a time. So for now, I want to say have a great month, study hard and work hard, and gain the power to change your life forever. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. I hope you enjoyed this call. And in Japanese, sayonara.